New York was absolutely amazing. It was enormous. It was grungy, a lot of it. That surprised me. Of course, there were areas that were not, like being in these amazing galleries and things like that. But on the streets, generally, I was surprised by how grungy it sort of felt. And I was surrounded by big, tall, enormous buildings. Being a rural girl from Crossover, I felt quite claustrophobic. New York's in a recession at the moment, so I did get to see it at its low side, and I got to see a very true and real aspect of New York. To go all that way and see artists that struggle just like we do at home, that was an amazing experience.
When you say it's in a recession, how is that evident in the circles that you were moving in? Your show was being displayed at a gallery in the Chelsea District, which is a prominent art district in New York. How could you see the recession on the streets?
Well, in Chelsea, just to give you an example, there's about 500 galleries in that district. New York is a very, very busy place. When you head to the arts district, it was like a ghost town. And I went on numerous days thinking, oh, maybe Tuesdays aren't good, or maybe Wednesdays aren't good. I'll go on a weekend. Each day, it was pretty much a ghost town, and they were fairly real about it. They were very open to say that they are struggling at the moment. Some galleries are closing down, and of course, therefore, the artists will be struggling as well.
What sort of response did you have to your works, your exhibition that was on show in New York?
I had a fantastic response to the work, which was really wonderful, and had some great write-ups in editorials and publications in New York. The opening night was great. There were many artists and art lovers there, and I had many conversations and a lot of positivity about my work, a lot of interest in my work. Due to the economic climate, it didn't result in sales, but certainly a lot of conversation.
While you're in New York, you had the opportunity to go and visit the studio of Jackson Pollock, a very famous painter and one that you admire. How was that experience?
That was just fantastic, and to be honest, it was like a dream come true for me. Went to see his work at MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art, first, and to see his enormous works, it was just profound to be in that room with that much energy on such a grand scale. Then to go to Long Island and visit his very humble, very earthy studio, it was just amazing to I couldn't quite work out how these enormous canvases could be painted in such a small space. And thus, we can see his footprints in his canvases. He wouldn't have had room to move outside that. So, to see how humble and how earthy that was touching and inspiring.
We're standing in your studio at the moment. How does it compare to the studio of Jackson Pollock?
Well, it doesn't differ a lot in size, I suppose, and I expected his to be much grander than mine. I dare not ever complain about my studio again. Mine's fairly humble too, and I keep thinking I need an extension, but after visiting Jackson's, I feel probably more content with my own studio.
Kerry, after you visited China as part of a group of artists from West Gippsland who went over to China, when you came back, you did some artworks reflecting that experience. Do you think that we'll see your experiences in New York reflected on your canvases in time to come?
Definitely, that'll naturally ooze from me. I know it because that's how I work. I'm spontaneous. I have an experience. Something will happen, and it directly affects my work. So I'm very excited myself to see what comes after this experience. And I'm just about to launch into my new series. So I'm very, very excited to see that in my work.
I guess when we think of New York, we think of the Frank Sinatra song and that line, you know, if you can make it there, you'll make it anywhere. What was your experience of what it takes to make it in New York?
I can pretty much agree with that Frank Sinatra movie. I think it would be tough to really make it in New York. And what I heard even from Austrade was it's best to grow toward New York. And you are very, very lucky if you can do it in your first shot to actually get in there. New York is most artists are aspiring to be in New York. So you're against many. There are many, many artists. And I can imagine if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere.